and welcome to a brand new season 3 of EC Airwaves. Hopefully right now I'm not breaking your eardrums with the sudden change in volume. I'm playing around with new software. We've jumped from a Winamp plugin to Sam Broadcaster. It's all very new and fancy and liable to break since it's running off a new PC which won't cooperate.
Yeah, but we're all going to have fun anyway, hopefully.
Yes, I am the host, Vija, and I'm joined by my loyal companion. Well, he's not that loyal.
Nor am I your companion.
Yeah, poor choice of words. Earthheart! And
excuse a second while I just go and get my sword so I can sharpen it a little bit, please.
Right. It's been a long time since I've been on the radio, hasn't it? Well, it's not been that long, actually. It's been a month or so.
Yeah, we did an EC special for Christmas, kind of, with our other EC cohort who isn't here at the moment, and, we'll get her back for another show sometime.
Yeah, she's missing in action at the moment.
No, she's
not missing in action, but she's busy killing zombies.
We'll go with that one.
Yeah, she's killing zombies. It's fun. It starts with a very new season, new software, new broadcasting method as well. Are we actually recording right now?
Yeah, and people can see you waving about. They can see you, but they can't see me.
I didn't. You bastard. I didn't know that it was recording yet.
You're recording.
Hello. quick tour of the apartment, shall we say. This is the Babe Lair. I'm not a babe, unfortunately. There's not very often the babes about. I don't know whether he's talking at the mic or talking to the camera now.
The mic, because that isn't picking up sound.
Okay, right. I'm talking at the mic, but I'm occasionally looking at the camera. This is weird. Right. Quick tour of the apartment, as I can just do this.
Yes, in theory you can.
I'm not going to drop. Oh, maybe I did. This is my computer. Another computer. Ignore the cables. Mess.
Why are we doing a tour of your babe lair?
I don't know. This is Earthheart. Cower in fear.
Aha, give that here. Right. Kitchen's over there, which Darkspeed seems to love immensely.
Yes.
Windows, the Partless is parked outside somewhere.
In the canal.
Yeah.
We have a canal.
Yes, we have a canal. Yeah, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Yes, hello people. You can see me.
Yes, and for anyone who doesn't know, I've got a beard now. Get over it!
And supposedly that makes him evil according to certain other webmasters.
I was evil already! I don't see the difference! Speaking of other websites, we may be getting one on very shortly.
Yeah, we'll get him in the next break.
Yes. So, for the first show of the year, shall we... I was thinking, going along the lines of... Quick discussion on what we've had in the last year in games-wise.
Vija, you've missed something.
Have I missed something?
IRC rundown.
Oh, yes, we'll have the IRC rundown at some point. We don't have to do it yet. Should we do it now? Otherwise, people are just going to be sad that they've not been mentioned.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening in on the live stream, obviously you're going to get a delay. I'm putting through the sound of the whole show on there, but... yeah, you're going to get a slight delay between the fact that the show's on SSR, it's then going to the live stream and then going to you, so...
Well, it's going from me to the internet, back from the internet to Josh, and then back out to you guys.
So it's
taking three times the distance. So just listen to SSR. The video will be a bit delayed. It's going to be interesting, yes.
In alphabetical order, because can't be asked to do it any other way, we have Chambot, MK, Onigo, Venato, Spawn, DA, UK, Darkness Flare, D'Artagnan, Dreadnought, Emperors, Farmer, Goldtails, Iris, John the VG Nerd, Lunar Wolf, Mehez, Miles Proud, Mr. Cookie, Niazu, Ringtailed Fox, Silver Sonic, Sonic AD, Sonic Mark, Speedtrick, Spin, Strongbad, T-Bird, Treki, Trigun, Earthheart, Vija, and Voice.
Yeah, I think we should leave that to you, because you can do that far quicker than I can.
Yeah,
okay. Well, welcome to you all. This is probably the biggest listener number I've ever had. I'm going to have to steal primetime slots more often. Yes.
I think we beat it with the EC cluster buggery there.
Yes, but...
By a bit.
Possibly. But certainly it pays to steal other people's time slots.
Possibly it might have also been because we had boobs on the air and how many... Well, actually...
Yes, but we didn't have video that time.
That doesn't matter.
Mm.
Name me another SSR show that has boobs on it bar Radio Redux. Which only occasionally has it because Echo Hawk doesn't really appear half the time.
Well, she's there. She's just very quiet. Yeah. Let's go for a musical break as we run out of ideas.
We'll see if we can bring in AEK. Yeah. In the musical break, if you're watching the live stream, I'm going to switch back to my computer and you can see a preview for the next Sonic short, hopefully.
Because I can't be asked to do it right now.
And it will show you pretty much what the EC crew have been preoccupied and why there hasn't been a Sonic short. Although this excuse only lasts for the last month and a half, maybe?
Well, I've not really played it. It's you two guys that have been out.
Well, no, because you've been playing it...
Well, I played it a little bit.
Yeah, I've just played it later in the night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I got to go to bed early because I'm gay like that. Well, I'm not gay like that, but, you know.
How not to hear the vocal stream going out for their own sanity.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does this mean it's not working? AEK, you're going to have to inform us on that one. In the meantime, what we got music-wise?
Well, to start with, we had the introduction theme for Sonic Colors. Then we had...
Jurassic Park's opening.
Jurassic Park opening. And then we had Offspring, Way Down the Line. And coming up next, we're going to have a few more Sonic Colors tracks, because I just got the CD this week, and it looks freaking sweet. In fact, I can show you how frickin' sweet it looks. See, it's even shiny.
Yeah, they can't see it because it's shiny, the plastic shining in the thing, but don't worry about it.
Closer. Shiny.
Oh,
shiny.
And the finger reflecting
a bit. I can't do anything right.
I'm a bastard.
I'm a bastard or you're a bastard?
I'm a bastard.
Well, yes, we all know that.
Yeah, that's my job.
Yes, you are. Your job at EC is to be the local bastard. And not do comics very often.
Screw you, I do a lot of work behind the scenes.
Anyway, music break quickly now, and we're going to have Starlight Carnival Act 3, Planet Wisp Act 2, Aquarium Park Act 3, and yeah, we'll go with that for now. Enjoy! we're joined by Mr. Kevin Eva of AAUK, Sega Europe fame. Say hello.
Of AAUK.
Yeah, yes, I stutter a bit.
It's my official title is Kevin Eva of AAUK.
Is it?
But whatever it is, I bid you all listeners of ECA Waves welcome.
He's not on right now. He would normally do that.
I'm not used to this broadcasting on a Sunday at this hour.
No, it's wrong. It's weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Hey, you guys had a good Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. It didn't feel very festive. Didn't feel like a Christmas. I don't quite know why. But I've just got getting old.
We all are.
Screw you, I'm not that old yet. But, I'm only halfway through my life expectancy.
Only halfway. Always, ever the optimist on this end. Ever the optimist. All right.
There's not a pessimistic bone in his body.
No. Yes.
It's all the muscle.
Yes.
Muscle? Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah. It's all muscle.
Anyway, first thing we're going to announce to you guys is a lovely little competition, which...
Should be displaying on the screen right now with me in the corner. Yeah. Like, help, let me out of the corner, please.
Well, those of you that tuned in on Christmas Day will have seen me working on this if you really actually had nothing better to do on Christmas Day. I was unfortunately left in the EC lair to
Babe left.
EC headquarters as well.
Yes, that too.
But yes, and, well, I think you can kind of guess what the competition's all about.
Can you?
Well, let's ask... Pardon?
Stuff, really?
Go on, Mr. AAUK. What would you think the contest is about?
Well, the basis of it is on the live stream. Did you even advertise the live stream?
No, wait, we have. We've
advertised the IRC, yeah.
I'm just wondering, because you said this on Sam, and all that, and have you actually said... There's no link anywhere in the IRC.
I've linked it in the IRC a couple of times.
Do it again!
I'll do it, okay.
There you go, guys. Hey.
Chat to the IRC, if you go there...
You can see us! Woo!
Now you can see VJ.
I'm Stalker Venato, says, take that AUK, get Echo live streaming the next RL series. We were actually going to do that.
We beat you to it.
Yeah, we've been saying that since the beginning of last series that we should do that. But, in all honesty, with us being on Sega Sonic Radio and Radio Sega, we're a bit worried about having live stream as well. That would be a bit too much.
Yeah, it actually gets a bit heavy.
I guess the competition to do with Earth Arts, the dead, black-hearted son of...
Something.
Doom and despair and, tragedy. He's not allowed in the Happy Shopper because he makes a logo cry.
I think he just makes anything cry.
And Ex-Ackman Ex-Earth Art Competition. I would hazard a guess.
Yes, possibly.
I would hazard a guess this competition was great in some way.
Well, let's put it this way. We hinted at this on the EC Cluster Buggery. And, basically your job... That way you get
going. Hold on. I'm going to get... Oh, no, we stopped dancing.
Your job is to...
Oh, I missed that.
In any way, shape, or form you feel like, get Arkman and Earth to go on a date. Now, that can involve... you can do it via drawing, you can do it via writing, because we already had one writing entry, and I've seen a work in progress of a drawing entry, impressively by pixel art, which would be quite nice.
Cool.
You can do it. You can make a song. You can...
Please don't sing the songs. Please don't.
You can make an interpretive dance. Any other ideas, guys?
Video, movie.
I'd be very impressed.
Stop motion animation.
Ooh,
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
It takes a lot of effort.
Oh, puppets. Sock puppet Earth Art and sock puppet Ackman.
just going at it. Swallowing the other.
Okay. I have said a date, not.
Not the third date then.
Like, surely that would be sock Poppet, Ackerman, and Foot Erfart.
Yes.
If you don't quite understand about that, think about it.
The only thing we're going to say we're not going to allow is nude photography.
Yes, please, we don't want any of that.
How could they do nude photography? Unless...
To be honest, most of our viewers are underage, so we just get done for it.
I say that, in the rules it does state, and the main forced me to put this, with the exception of Spendex T nude art, in which you have to send it directly to her for safekeeping.
Yes, safekeeping.
Why, what else would she do with it?
I'm not going to say anything. Anyway. I'm going to start digging a hole here in a minute.
Vijay, let's look at the holes you've already dug.
Oh, God.
You slated WoW for about 30 minutes.
I can do it for longer if you want.
On the show where we basically covered Radio Redux celebrating AA UK and Echo Hawk's engagement.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Well, they're married now.
Belated congratulations. I seem to remember a wedding somewhere.
But yes, I don't know if Echo Hawk actually holds a grudge on that one.
Oh, it's alright. I bought art supplies for her for Christmas. I think she liked them.
She's holding such a grudge, she's asleep.
Oh, yay.
So
I'm safe for now. As long as she sleeps, I'm fine.
So she's plotting to revenge while he's asleep, then, I take it.
Echo doesn't have a history of talking in her sleep. So if she does mention you at any time and... the words must kill, I'll let you know.
I appreciate it very much.
Okay. But yes, the basis of the rules are keep it friendly, you know, all
clean.
Friendly.
Keep it
we
clean.
Want them on a date.
PG-13.
Ram gave us a lovely little comic, which basically serves as a nice little example. We have had one entry already, although you said two.
Two? Did I say two? I can check my email and see.
Yeah, well, we've definitely had one entry so far, which certainly is impressive in terms of the amount of effort they put into it.
Oh, yes.
I've seen work in progress. Well, you've seen work in progress as well. Someone else's entry.
This is not providing any bias. You can just turn up on the door with a piece of art or whatever on the day, and we'll just go, ooh.
Yeah,
we're not biased in any way, shape, or form.
But
although if you do actually physically turn up on their door, they might be worried.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start posting more security.
Yeah, but don't worry. According to Dreadnought, you live in Sussex.
Do we? Really?
Okay.
Wow.
According to him earlier, it's like
I think that's the demotion from Leeds.
Leeds has moved a bit, haven't they?
Well, there are lots of prizes on store as well. And prizes aren't necessarily just for the ones which are, you know, the best.
No.
There is certainly a definite prize for the one that makes us laugh the most. And that will be our booby / booty prize.
Yes.
And it's called a booty prize for a reason. But our main prize for the first place entry is a copy of Sega and All-Stars Racing for the Wii. And... although we have an EU copy, if you're not an EU resident, we'll go and get you a copy and send it to your house.
Yeah.
And there is now an extra prize.
Add Sonic into it.
Pardon?
This mysterious Sega and All-Stars game.
Oh, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
I just said Sega and All-Stars Racing.
I'm giving them a bit half measured if they've got to provide their own Sonic.
Well, we'll provide an inflatable one or whatever, I don't know.
But there is an extra prize. There is an extra prize included with the first prize now, just to make
is
sure
it?
That... Yeah.
Okay.
The extra prize is you get a free commission piece between me and the main. AKA, we'll work on it together and basically she'll probably do the line art and I'll do the colouring.
Yes, I wholeheartedly suggest you enter this competition because Nimane's drawing is amazing.
Well, you've seen Nimane's drawing because it's on the website. Hopefully you've seen it.
And it's on Kev's website because he keeps promoting it.
Yes, I do.
Yes, thanks for that.
And you realise he's kind of hiding.
And I've kind of pitched it as well.
Have you? Wait, what?
Well,
I'm going to have to...
DJ, we have pinched Ram a couple of times.
Yes, yeah, I suppose we have.
The main will be a rather significant portion of Radio Redux 538.
Yeah. 538? Like. Oh, blimey there.
Yeah, I already know what's going on, but yeah.
You can tell me after the show.
No.
Why am I always the last one to find out about these things? And I run the bloody website.
See your previous comment with me and any and all Sonic news.
And also see your comment on the fact that I am not exactly your loyal servant. I am plotting, you know, stuff behind the scenes.
Yes.
As the pirate I am.
He cunningly put up a timed version of that post that you can see.
I know all about that. I'm quite happy with that. It's like, yeah. I do plan on posting on your website someday.
You're welcome to.
Yeah.
But yes, that will go up on EC later on tonight, and then probably announcement will go up on Rex later. It will go up on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, time Monday morning.
Yeah.
So, and we're running this until...
At the moment, the deadline is February 14th, I believe.
Very ironic.
Yeah. However, we'll see. If you guys need a bit more time, because you really want to make it work right, and you really want to make sure you win, we might extend it a little bit, but we'll see.
So yeah, that's the competition we have lined up for this year. Well, the first of many competitions we have lined up for this year.
Yes.
There's a couple more prizes in the middle, aren't
there? Yeah, there's a second and third place prize as well. Mm. Second place is some games as well. There's more games. And third place, I believe, is comics.
Yes, yes. Because...
And as I said, there is the booty prize. We won't tell you what's in the booty prize.
That's part of the fun. But there isn't any... boobs in the booty prize, unfortunately.
Yet. Yeah.
We can arrange boobs.
Well, I don't know. There's boobs in one part of it, but, you know, it's a fairly good prize. Let's put it this way. The prize is equivalent to that of the first place prize. Minimum.
Sending a photo of your booty or boobs will not win you the prize, by the way.
No.
Yes, in fact, it'll just get deleted very, very quickly for fear of me being arrested and... taken off to prison. Please don't send.
And then undelete it from the recycle bin later.
He doesn't know my password. I'm safe. As long as I don't
open... want to access your PC. I have my own, and it's better.
Yes, I know that, and it drives me up the wall. Anyway, we were kind of planning on doing a quick review of 2010 and all the games we had in it, and then what to expect from 2011. And I don't think it's fair to put Kev on the spot, because I'm sure he has a few ideas, but we can't ask him that.
We'll let him go before the 2011 stuff, but 2010 stuff he can comment on, right?
Yeah.
No.
obviously not, no. Anyway, so I think a bit of a music break is in order now, just quickly, to tide us over. Coming up next,
Asteroid Coaster.
Yeah, we'll just run with Asteroid Coaster because it's 4 minutes long, so yeah. Enjoy! although I think I got mixed up on what's coming next, as we've just played Aquarium Park Act 3, and now it's on Asteroid Coaster. It's how it's laid out. It's weird.
Confusing.
And now we seem to have had AAK amalgamated to a two-headed being of sorts. Hold on. Camera time, just to see.
I don't know what the camera's looking at.
Yeah. Oh, and one of them has a crunchie. Be afraid. They both have crunchies. Right, okay.
Yeah, they've missed that now. You're not on the camera anymore.
Hold on, wait. This is our community manager, people.
And his faithful servant.
Minion.
It's nothing like Aaron.
Good point. Right, so what do we have this year?
I've got to keep track of. Am I in the middle of the camera? Am I looking
good enough? Blake!
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Quick roundup of what happened in 2010 games-wise is in order. And we got four games in the end. Start of the year we had All-Stars Racing. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, if you want to be here for the next 20 minutes.
With DLC!
Yay. Only one DLC. Which was really quite good.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends how you want what you want to have in the game. And I think we've lost AEUK.
No, he's still there. I've got a shoulder.
Can we pan?
There we go.
I think most people can claim to the fact that it was a nice little game. It obviously wasn't without its flaws, but then no game is. But certainly one of the better games this year.
Oh, yes. Was it November? We got dumped with three games in one go, pretty much.
Well, it was September to November.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I've skipped one. I counted Sonic Colors as two. But yes, September we got Sonic 4 Episode 1, the eagerly anticipated for 15 years.
Project Needle Moose.
Yes, Project Needle Moose. Finally arrived after 15 years of waiting. Most people, it is a mixed bag. I enjoyed it. It went back, took a lot from the original games, but...
Define took a lot.
Okay, it ripped them off almost completely.
Well, no, it had but some original ideas.
It had original ideas. It updated the graphics a great deal, which... Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you want to see my opinion of it, my opinion is oddly not on emeraldcoast.co.uk.
No. It's on Sonic Rex, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Sonic Rex.
Yeah, well, we still want to finish the review for that. For the love of God.
You're waiting for Nemaine's part.
Yeah, I'm never going to get that, am I?
You will as soon as you start asking her for it.
I've asked her repeatedly.
Well, keep asking her.
Yes, I'll keep asking her.
Anyway.
Yes. Moving on, then, after that we had Sonic... No, Free Riders first. It only came first by 3 days in this country. Which I'm still playing every so often. I'm still making an ass of myself in front of Kinect. Jumping and making a prat of myself, really, aren't I? I look very gay doing it, don't I?
I wouldn't say gay is the right word.
Just a prat.
Yeah, just a prat.
But it's fun, and I enjoy it, and it's good exercise. It's got me up off the sofa.
That's his excuse, it's exercise.
Yes, it's all I need, an excuse.
I'm watching these two munching bloody
crunchies. It's like, I don't like crunchies, so... we got chocolate coins.
Yes, we have chocolate coins.
Yay!
I don't know if anyone can see that, but... Oh, ow! All
right. Ow?
Yeah.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, yes, we had Free Riders. I mean...
Yeah, I can't play it. The Kinect system itself doesn't like me, so it prevents me from playing it.
Really? It worked okay.
It worked okay, but it won't pick me jumping, which is kind of a critical thing.
Yeah, well, it manages with me most of the time. Admittedly, there are bits where it kind of fails or falls over, but I'm more inclined to put that down to the newness of the system than the game itself.
Probably.
I've not played any of the other games.
And of course, we had a first for EC with that one as well.
Yes, we did. Mm. We discovered a little thing randomly. character select on voice control. If you shout boobs, it goes to blades. Not who you'd think, really, would you?
I do believe that AUK said that Sega released a statement that they'll fix that in the future, wasn't it?
Possibly, with a patch.
Yeah, will Sega will patch it so it selects rouge like it should do?
Yes, there is a video on YouTube of Earth Heart shouting boobs at the screen and it going to blaze, and it's like, okay, that's interesting.
It's a vocal thing, and it'll be patched.
Yeah. Once the software gets better.
Why is everyone in the IRC talking like the entire franchise is now a Dreadnoughts franchise?
Well, no, Dreadnoughts is awesome, but I don't think he's that awesome.
But he's not Sonic awesome.
It's Dreadnoughts' 20th anniversary this year.
I thought it was his 11th anniversary.
Yeah, he got the key. Dreadnoughts got kicked off the cover of the Guinness World Records. He was replaced with Sack Rory.
All those years playing as Dreadnoughts, running through levels, destroying the evil, no, I can't say it. You know what I want to say, but I can't say it.
Next game.
Next game, quickly.
Sonic Colors, released on DS and Wii.
Yes. Wii.
Get the Wii version.
Yes, quite simply, get the Wii version.
It's the Wii game of the year, though admittedly that's not hard, but it does kind of deserve it.
Yeah, it really is the best I've seen from Sonic in years. And I enjoy Sonic Unleashed, but this is even better. Now, the only quibble I have with it is, why couldn't you have brought it out on the 360? It would look so much better on my TV.
How many people do I have to bloody explain this to? The reason it didn't come out on the 360 and PS3 is because it wouldn't bloody sell on those consoles because it's a kids game and kids own Wiis because they're cheaper.
I still want it on the 360 though. I'm not a kid. Sega, please.
I've pointed this out time and time again.
I know, man.
The fan base makes up about...
I want Sonic Adventure 3.
The fan base...
Yeah, when are we getting that?
The fan base...
Dude, it was called Sonic Heroes.
Oh.
The fan base makes up about 10% of probably all the sales of a Sonic game, even when it doesn't sell very well. Mm. So, why the hell would you put it on a console where it won't sell?
We're just the most vocal, really, in the end, aren't we?
Yes, we don't make them their money.
Yeah.
It's the mindless idiots that make them the money.
Yeah.
And if you can make it appeal to a mindless idiot, you can make it appeal to anyone.
Except for the fans who are never happy.
People are talking about pay my wage, I respectfully refuse to comment further.
Good point. And then we also had Sonic Colors for the DS, which sucked. I'll admit, I was bitterly disappointed by that because I expected. I went in there thinking, excellent, we're finally going to get Sonic Rush 3.
You see,
by another name, but it wasn't.
Sorry, I'm not sure I would have wanted a Sonic Rush 3 anyway. This is the one thing I liked about Colors, was that it had some similarities to Unleashed and, you know, predecessors, but it was new. It did something new.
Yeah.
The best thing about it was the Colors powers you could use wherever the hell you liked. It let you do what you want.
Yeah.
That's the way it does it. The only thing it does, which is what all computer games do, is make you think you've got absolute freedom when you don't, but...
Choice is an illusion.
Yes.
I mean, I felt that Sonic Colors for the DS was rushed out in the end.
I'm not going to comment on that one. I probably, although I've played it and completed it, I didn't really... mass an opinion on it because I rushed through it.
Yeah.
Saying that, I did complete Sonic Colors on the Wii in 11 hours. That was all the red rings and S ranking everything.
Yes, I've not even done that. He sat down in front of the TV for 3 days and just didn't move pretty much.
Bollocks, I went to work.
Oh, he went to work in between. And it's like, I'd come home from work and he'd be sitting there. It's like, have you moved since I left? No.
Yes, because when you leave, I'm still in bloody bed.
Oh, good point. But you'll sleep for a few hours and then you'll get up. Just poking holes in my arguments.
That's what I'm here for.
I've noticed. So overall, I think we've had a good year. Better than the year before, possibly.
What was the year before? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was that memorable we've forgotten already.
Unleashed was 2 years ago now, wasn't it?
Unleashed was 2 years ago. We got Mary and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games. Or Winter Olympic Games.
Something like that. Actually, the DS one of that was quite good.
Yeah, the DS one was quite good.
What got me about those two was they improved the single player on both of them, yet they made the multiplayer worse. Admittedly, on the Wii one, not by much, but my biggest complaint with it was that on the original, you could do some four-player events with one Wiimote, because it was just a case of hand it over to the next person.
Yeah, keeping it simple and fun.
They wouldn't let you do that with the Winter Olympics one. Mm. Each player had to have their own controller, even if you had to take it in turns to do the event.
Which is a bit silly, because when you're having a four-player party, a lot of people don't have four Wiimotes and nunchucks, so it's, not everyone can afford to deck out. I don't even have four Wiimotes and nunchucks.
Yeah, unfortunately, mine are currently online, so.
Yeah. Overall, I think 2010 we did well. Now, supposedly, according to rumours flying around the community, we are going to get three games this year. I'm not going to ask Kev to comment on this, because I know you can't say anything at this point.
Well, let's wait until they actually bloody announce something then, because until they do that, I don't believe anything.
Yeah, and
despite the fact that I probably know more than I should.
It's always irrelevant, and you can say whatever you like until it's actually officially announced.
Yeah.
Right. The next Sonic game will not have Sonic as the main character. It will have Rouge, and it will be an adult-rated game.
Even better.
How did you know that?
Even better. Sonic Chronicles 2, coming this fall. No, not happening, ever. That is a favourite of the community, the Sonic Chronicles 2. But
I've run out of patience with explaining just why that's not happening.
Yeah.
Can I explain it then? Can I explain it?
What was fun was me going on Bumble King and saying, people going, we need somebody here from, SAGE to explain it. And I went, hi, I'll explain it. It's not happening for this reason, it's not happening for this reason. But I want someone more important than you.
Okay then.
Earthheart's more important.
If I come in with a shotgun, yes, I'm bloody more important.
Well, more urgent at least.
More like to shoot someone.
Well, I don't know, you seem to be getting that way when it comes to Sonic Chronicles 2. Before I get myself shot,
Let's just say wait and see. Let's put it this way. It's Sonic's 20th anniversary. Despite the fact they churn out at least one Sonic game a year, I'm pretty damn sure we can guarantee there will be a game this year.
Oh, there's going to be at least one, maybe two games this year. Maybe three.
Who knows?
I don't know
anything. There might be nine. For all we know.
That would be impressive.
There might be 20. A game to celebrate each of Sonic's years.
No. They'd just be re-releases of every
Sega
game each year.
Re-release everything.
On one disc. And it's like, but I bought them all separately for Xbox 360.
What you need to do to make the most money is sell them separately, then sell them per console type, and then sell them in a big bundle. So you have the single collection, but just for the really bad completionists. So
oh, fucking hell, damn you!
You have one where you've got each one in a lovely box, then you've got the second one where you've got them in like nice little leather-bound cases for each series, so Mega Drive games, the Master System games,
Was the last one going to be gold-plated or something?
I don't know, I don't make these bloody things. I said they're all in leather-bound cases, so no.
Look at it this way, we're probably going to get better than what Mario got for their 25th anniversary.
Yes, a re-release of Mario All-Stars.
Which was originally an anniversary title, wasn't it?
No, I think it was just I think it was a game that came free with the SNES.
Yeah.
And was basically, this is a re-release of all the old NES games with better graphics. Mm.
And now we're re-releasing
it
again.
And Lost Levels in it as well.
Ooh. Oh yeah, the Lost Levels.
It's Super Mario Lost Levels. That was one of his big selling point back in the day was, hey, you know, we've dug out this old stuff that we hadn't used. Mm. You can play that.
AKA was released in Japan, but we thought you were all a bunch of wusses, so we didn't give you, and we repackaged something else to give you.
Yeah.
If you know the story.
Oh, Dreadnought says Vija Sky Patrol was shite, though. Better than Vija and the Music Maker. Well, that's rather interesting.
Actually, I thought Music Maker
sorry,
was...
Sorry, Vija Adventure with the Mechanical Penguins of Doom. I'm sorry, you, that rocked all kinds of ass.
Yeah, damn right. It may have been hard as hell, but...
It's also one of the...
What do you mean, hard as hell?
Games. People say we need a third adventure game when we've had many more than just two.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. And there's been plenty of adventure games. It's just taken a different format from the adventure series and not called adventure.
Tails started it first, remember, kids?
Yes. It was
Tails had an adventure before Sonic did.
Tails also had explosives before Sonic did as well.
Yes. Tails was the experimental one back in the day before Shadow came along.
What I find slightly ironic is Tails' adventure is set before he met Sonic.
Yeah. Yes, Tails is the hero before Sonic is.
Yeah, hang on. Yet, he has powers relating to people he's never met. So he gets power from Sonic, he gets power from Knuckles, and a power from Fang.
Time travel! Woo! That's the answer. Whenever in doubt, the answer is time travel.
Or boobs.
Well, generally time travel, because...
But don't ask either Sonic or Silver to explain time travel.
No, my head would either explode or Silver would explode. Which would be rather sweet, actually.
Only because he foils your plans in getting merch. Early.
Not early, on time, for God's sake.
Fine, on time, whatever you want to argue. Mm.
AUK's Mean Bean Machine was pretty good, though, says Dreadnox.
Yeah, I love that.
AUK spin-off with guns and collecting fruit slices instead of rings. Although AUK was far too emo in it.
The thing is, I actually didn't mind Shadow the Hedgehog that much, although there were certainly... I mean, I'm not going to say it was a brilliant game.
It had its problems.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there were certain things that were actually quite nice in it. Mm. And I really don't understand why everybody complained about the gun mechanic, because I would have liked to have seen you work it better without making it a first-person shooter. Or a third-person shooter.
I explained the gun mechanic a while back, actually, in that, because people just went, oh, you can't, you know, he doesn't lock on properly to things that are far away. And funnily enough, if you get a gun... And you point it at something in the middle distance, it doesn't automatically lock on.
Wait, it doesn't? It Computer games have lied to me!
It's like, why on earth Shadow would all of a sudden have this immense knowledge of ballistics?
Wait, anyway, this is Shadow, he's badass, of course he's going to know ballistics automatically.
The silly thing is, I've always also held that Sonic 06, as rubbish and pants and...
Terrible.
I still say there's a good point you can take out of it. I think Rory agreed with me on this one. I would have liked to have seen Shadow's Chaos Powers implemented in his own game. Mm. And then it would have... Certainly would have...
Done a lot better than...
Well, I think it would have improved Shadow's own game. It wouldn't have made it perfect still. Wouldn't have necessarily made it a good game.
It may have been that they took the lessons from Shadow the Hedgehog and went... Okay, we're making this big game now. These are the improvements. But
Shadow in Sonic 06... Sonic 06 saved Shadow.
Yeah. Because it made Sonic suck.
Shadow is such a badass in 06.
It's a pity we don't see him anymore.
He owns everybody.
Yeah. Where is he now?
But they ruined Omega, though. Omega was badass until 06. And then 06, they made him shit.
That's Rouge's fault, because he was hanging around with Rouge so much.
Yeah. Well, she needs a shopper. Someone to go and do the shopping. It's like
Omega,
he keeps getting discounts.
He's carrying bags for me. damn you.
Well, suppose...
I'm going to go off and hide in a cave for 15 years.
Bye.
Well, it could be worse. If you believe DTN, supposedly Rouge is my storage area.
It's a good storage area.
Spacious. Rouge's cleavage is Erfurt's storage area on Dreams and Nightmares.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but there's worse storage areas.
There are a lot more storage areas.
There's worse storage areas on Rouge.
True.
Very true.
But yes.
This conversation has kind of taken a dark turn.
No, not really.
I blame Nimi.
Well, probably one thing we should also mention is DTN will be coming back. We are actually working on the story. When I say we, pretty much me in the main, with some input from VJ.
Yes, because I'm such a great script writer. You may have noticed from just in time.
This is still VJ's dream, though.
No, the next one, if you read the final comic, is Urquhart's dream.
Yes, that was kind of more said for the people listening.
Fair enough. But yes, well, if you haven't read the bloody comic, go read it. Go to emeraldcoast.co.uk and read Dream to Nightmare.
Hold on, I'll link them. Once I can get into the bloody internet. Yeah.
But yes, I mean, we're still kind of working on little bits. We're not sure if we're going to change the art style. We're not sure if we're going to... There will certainly be differences. You'll notice them. And the scripts, while it'll still be funny, will be a little darker.
And it'll be more cognitive, or make more sense!
It will.
Will it?
Oh, no, probably not.
Probably not, no. Because what worked for it last time was just the lack of sense.
What I will say is, in the first comic, there is a major plot point.
So you must read it before reading all subsequent comics.
Well, no, I'm more thinking... No, you can still read the later comics, but if you're a follower of DTN... The first comic will have a fair bit of a shock in it, but that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And if you're a reader just in time, you're going to get a fair shock in a couple of months. So get round to it.
Yeah, define that get round to it and a couple of months.
I mean a couple of months. I'm almost there with it on the script side, so.
And when will the next Rex comic be?
Yes, that's a good question. When will the next Rex comic be?
That's a good question. When will the next Rex comic be?
Well, I do believe you said Echo Hawk is supposed to be working on
something. A top secret project.
Yeah, but... Oh, dear.
I think we're safe.
Hey, get some tape besides the splitting.
Yes, well, let me put it this way. She wouldn't let me look at something while I was down there related to this secret project, so...
Oh, cock.
She has done some work on it.
Like most things, Echo, she started it and then gave up on it, but didn't bother to say that she'd given up on it.
Well,
I gave up in the hopes that I'd see this comic someday.
Once Nemaine's done all her things, I might ask if she could do it, because it fits in with Dreams and Nightmare anyway. Mm-hmm. And it'd be quite nice, actually. It's a nice comic.
Why can't I do it?
Why can't I do it? I know I have a lack of drawing.
You got your own ones to not do.
You got no point there.
Hey, I'm working on one, and people in the IRC saw it as well. And I've just been noticing that the boob hugging has been up there for quite a while. So
yes, I was wondering when. Can you please change it to something else?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Go off.
I've gone the whole screen.
There we go.
While I'm checking to see what else I can put on there. I don't know.
Ah!
I know what we're going to put up there.
It's on my head. Okay.
Yeah.
Whee!
I'm not in the thing yet.
No, there's a time delay.
There we go.
Oh, we're back to boobs. You're in the corner again.
Is that any better?
Not now.
I was trying to stand up screen.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go,
we've changed the image.
Yes, it's to something different, something better, something far more entertaining, and why don't I have any?
Yeah, that's a good point. How come Earth gets all the ladies?
Yeah,
what
how come...
He's the heartless one.
Yeah, how come... I'm the Emperor, why don't I get any?
Because you're drunk.
You're Emperor's sufferance.
And no offence, actually, I'm going to pull up another part.
I'm a happy drunk.
I'm going to pull up another one of the comics show exactly why.
I'm a happy drunk.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is there might be a different reason. I've just got to find this particular part of the comic. and I think I'm going to have to go on the internet to find it.
So, oh dear.
Now, be quiet.
I'm full screen at the moment, so it's like I'm just sitting here with my arms crossed looking suave and sophisticated. It's about all I can do.
Define suave and sophisticated.
Oh, cock.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right, this is the reason that Emperor Vija doesn't particularly get many girls.
This doesn't actually happen in reality, I'd like to note.
Thankfully. Although me throwing him into a wall has occasionally happened.
Yeah, but I've made you plaster the wall afterwards.
I did?
Yes. I was annoyed when I got up.
I have that on sound clip as well somewhere.
Oh god, fact, damn the bloody sound clip.
Because I can put it on the live stream so people can hear it.
Or I could just end this show now.
You could, but yeah, I'm sure you want to continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll leave it at that. It's 20 past 8 now.
Yeah, I think we should call the show.
We've had a nice ramble, a chat with Mr. Kevin Eva of Sega Europe fame.
Sadly, very little boobs in this show.
We're lacking boobs at the moment. We hope to get boobs in soon. They're stuck in mail order at the moment, unfortunately, somewhere in Russia.
What the hell have you been doing?
Yeah, customs unfortunately caught them. They didn't catch my CDs, but they caught the boobs. Clever bastards. we will be getting boobs at some point. We'll be back next week for more randomness, picture drawing, possibly, and video.
Woo. Well, let me put it this way. If I'm drawing, you're not going to get me talking much through the show because I can't do both.
Oh, dear. We're going to have to rely on my quick thinking and talking ability. We are so screwed.
Possibly. But thank you for joining us, AMK, yeah. And Blake, even though he just buggered off.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure having you, and hope to have you again soon.
Yeah, no, it was lovely to be on any show on SSR.
Yes.
I'm slowly ticking off all the ones that I've been on.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on Earth Hearts Boombox, and I think you're going to put that up on somewhere on your guest control, aren't you?
Yeah, that's going up on guest. Well, hopefully this one will go up on guest control as well.
If I ever get around to sending it to you, and yeah.
Yeah, actually, I've got a question. Okay,
uh-huh.
I'm
going to
ask the SSR IRC. T-Bird sent me a link on eBay. So you know the song, the Hedgehog Fruit Machines.
Oh yes.
There's one up there now. And it's actually quite near me.
Hmm.
Now, do I buy it? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Kev, why do you want a Sonic fruit machine?
Where the hell are you going to put it?
Put it in the conservatory next to the fridge.
Okay, actually, how much is it, first of all?
It's about 50 quid.
Huh?
No, it's not 150 quid. He's lying, son of a bitch. 50 quid.
50 quid?
Oh, 50 quid. That's not bad.
I still say it's too much. I wouldn't pay more than 20 quid for it.
Well, I don't know. You could possibly put it in the Sega Europe offices and then put it on expenses or something.
You're joking. I can't get anything on expenses.
I can't seem to get anything on expenses either.
I can't even get like, all the consoles and things I have to buy myself.
Youch.
So, I don't own a PS3 or anything like that because I'd have to buy one myself.
Yeah, but you're supposed to promote the games, not play them.
Hey? Doesn't work. T said if I buy it, you can transport it. Oh, it's very tempting.
You get to keep it.
I think it's a case of T buys it,
and you keep it.
Oh, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
I think T now really wants that one, Kev.
Yeah.
He just wants it for me.
No, he wants it for himself.
I'm going to get a random Nox during the year, and it's going to be Adam, which is like, I've got 25p.
I've come all the way down from York. I want to play.
I think Adam wants to buy it, and then you keep it for him.
Because he's got no space for it.
Chicken pies it, Kev owns it, so he comes around to play on it.
I got the same thing with the giant Sonic statue last year.
All I'm going to say, T, is don't tell your bird that because you know she'll get in there before you.
Good point.
Well,
my house is like a hotel half the time, so that's...
I'll come down and stay there as soon as I can, shush. Last time I missed the landlord.
I don't know how that would be... How did you leap to that?
I know, last time I invaded, you weren't there, so it was no point of invading.
I was in Japan.
I know. Actually, that's not true.
I was on the plane to Japan.
I had a good time with your wife and...
Oh, don't worry, Jay said something worse. We were in McDonald's yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm from Brentford. And, you know, Blake and Echo squabble a lot.
Yes.
And they're very brother and sister.
Oh, dear.
Blake, in his wisdom, turned to me and went, I slap your wife around. Oh! Without even realising what he was saying.
Let me put it this way, Kev. The majority of the time I was down there, guess what your wife was doing?
Sleeping.
Slapping you.
No.
Slapping Jay.
No.
Sleeping.
No.
Wow.
Eating.
No. I'll give you a clue.
It's what Doug.
Huh?
Oh, wait. I got it.
Yeah, she was playing WoW most of the time. About the hour we managed to get her off, me and Jay managed to get her off, she actually was, like, very friendly and, you know, sat on the sofa with us and talked and hugged and chatted with me and Jay. And then she went straight back on an hour later.
Well, at least she got an hour off.
Welcome to my world. Why don't you come on in?
But yeah. I think Neeman sent us something.
Oh, dear.
Forget about the show, get your ass into gear and finish that zombie picture.
Yes, when is that picture going to be finished?
When I have the bloody time to do it.
Well, speaking of, we can make time now. I kid. Right. I'd like to thank Kev again for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can meet up at some point and catch up. Actually, that's a good point. Next month... First Sunday, isn't there? There is a London Sonic Community meetup going on.
Yes.
You
sound like that was a question.
No, sorry.
Yes,
just the way I extended it out, really. But it seems a lot of people are going, and it's like, I'm going to try and come along, and it's a bit of a trip for me, because I'm going to come down from halfway up the country, but yeah. Josh is gonna try, aren't you?
I'm gonna try, I can't promise.
Yeah, and stuff.
You boys need a floor to sleep on.
Well, I've gotta be at work on Monday.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, and Shadow Fox.
Was it Sunday again?
It's Sunday, yeah. Shadow Fox, if you want to know which level the main's on, 92, she's still going, but she's having to take a break because, she's having to go back to uni. As soon as she's done with her lectures for this week, which will be fairly quick, she's going back and finishing.
Oh, for the love of, is she leaving it on pause for a day?
Yes, she's... No. She's left it on pause. Her PlayStation 3's been on solidly since New Year's Day.
Yeah, this PS3's not got much life in it left.
No, it probably has.
PS3 only thinks it's been on. It probably thinks it's a tramp named Bernard.
Well, it's certainly getting abused like a tramp like named Bernard. Blech, Bernard.
What do you think she does with this bloody thing?
Play it constantly.
Okay, actually, to be fair to her, she had to point this out to me as well. She isn't playing it that often. She only gets about 3 hours with it in the evening, because the rest of the time her parents have got the TV.
That's fair dues.
But if you know what we're meaning by level 92...
she's nuts. She really is nuts.
Yeah, she's nuts. But I think it's a case of she's going to, if she gets too much further, she's going to go sod it.
Yeah.
Because I think she said something like each level was about 45 minutes long.
That's now. A lot of...
Well, let's put it this way. The first 10 levels are about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can do it.
So, yeah, it's taking a lot of her time. Time she should be doing scripting.
Try to get to level 101, take a photo and end it.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
Well, let's put it this way. She's currently the world record holder.
Woo!
For this level. By about 25 levels.
Yeah, they should get in contact with her and give her some sort of prize.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, and on that bombshell, I think we should end the show.
Yes.
And now I'm impersonating Jeremy Clarke.
Send all your love to Nemain, because, you know...
She'll need it.
the amount of insane she's been going through with zombies, she probably needs it.
Alright, once again, I'd like to thank Kev for being on the show. I'd like to thank Josh for sitting here, as he normally does every night, and being on the show as well. And I'd like to thank myself for turning up today.
You're not allowed to thank yourself.
Am I not? Why not?
I don't know.
So, right, to play us out tonight, we're going to have Asteroid Coaster Act 2, and then we're going to have Free, the main theme from Sonic Free Sonic Free Riders by Chris Maiden. Not the Crush 40 version, because the Crush 40 version just doesn't seem as good this time round. So enjoy these last two tracks, and we'll be back next week. Oh,